But when you learn to follow the Spirit of God and allow the Spirit of God praying in tongue and allow Him to interpret to you what the Word is saying, then you can make the right choices in life and you can be successful, be in the right business, doing the right. God know your makeup. He made you. He know where He put in you. You know, you're trying to be a California when you ought to be a somebody that works in the hospital. You out there trying to raise cattle and you don't even know what they do. You don't know what you're doing. And you're not having any success and you keep on trying to do it and you just ain't getting nowhere. You ought to wake up and say, Lord, what's wrong? You spend time with him. He said, I never called you to do that. Can I take it a little further as I close? This is why preachers have not, I told y'all about it in the past. I'm not going to get on that. There's a lot of them that call themselves. They just try this. See, if God calls you to do something, he'll take care of you. You don't have to beg anybody. Come on. He'll prove it, whether anybody believe it or not, he'll prove it. And the one that sit by and the criticize, he'll put it right there in front of the eyes. You don't criticize my man or my woman or my children that's obeying me. Come on. You don't criticize and think you're going to make them look bad. I sustain. You may hate them, you may not like them, but you can't do nothing about it. Let a man or woman get in the presence of God. You can't stop them. But if you just go around like the rest of the folks that's doing this little, Father, lay me down to sleep, I pray, Lord, my soul to keep it if I should die for. And that's all you pray, that's about all you're going to get. But if you get in the Spirit, God will show you things. He'll have things come in your life. He'll cause things to turn around in your life. He'll stop things from happening in your life. He'll cause you to avoid all these things. But if you don't, if you decide to go your own way and going to be your own whatever, then he'll let you be whatever and you have to face the consequences. And many of them are not good. Boy, I know I got a lot of amen this morning. This is why the spirit being a spirit-filled life have been fought so hard. And this is why you find so many, they bring confusion because they are aging from the devil. They didn't come to help you. They want to look spiritual so you can impress you. Get your money. All that stuff. But you can know what spirit is out there. You wonder why you acting like you act. You pray in tongues, you'll find out, I got something in me I don't need. That's why I don't love reading the Bible. I don't love praying because something else got me. When Jesus become Lord, he has no trouble you following him. It's when he's not your Lord, then when you have trouble. You do what you want to do. I don't care what he says, you're going to do what you want to do. Because you spend time praying in tongues, you build yourself up. You open yourself up to these things and they won't be hard. And you find out doing this God's way is so much better. You don't have the headaches, the pain, the struggle, trying to impress somebody, trying to show somebody a side you really don't have. You know what I mean? You can just be real and wide open. Like me or don't like me. This is who I am. I love God and don't care who know it. I'm going to do what he says and don't care what you say. I don't care what kind of face you show me. I don't care what kind of attitude you towards me. I don't care how you treat me. I'm going to still walk in love. This is your old choir. All right. Should I close my Bible? I guess it's, oh, he closed the Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, you're going to find everybody tell you these things. Because God wants you to have a spirit-filled life. That you're in fellowship with him. You know what he's saying to you every day. Not just on Sunday morning. People get real spiritual on Sunday morning. Oh, we ought to come in here so, sometimes it all gets so wild that I can't preach. It really ought to. But you come in here, you know, and thank God for what you're doing. But we're growing up with. That's what we're growing up with. We're growing up. That's why it had me talking about it. So you can grow some more and become that giant that you are in Christ. That no devil in this earth can stop you in your walk of faith. Operating in the grace that God has given you. And you tell that lying devil, stop it. As far as you go, get your hands off of this. Get your hands off of my family. You won't be going around telling everybody how bad your children are, how bad your relatives are. You take charge in your community. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, your word is who you are. You are what your word says. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nowhere, anytime, no place. Not on this earth, not in the atmosphere above us, not even in heaven. Nothing can ever change. Not hell itself can change who you are. And you've given us everything. And I pray that people that are listening to me in this audience, people that are listening to me by viewing us by live stream, that this truth, that who you are and what you have and what you want to do right now in their life will grip them in a way they've never been gripped before. I break the power of that devil that have deceived your people. That they rise up in the strength and might of Almighty God and take their place in the earth to proclaim you, Lord of their lives. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you for change. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance. I thank you for setting your people free. I thank you for prosperity. I thank you for new birth taking place. I thank you for healing manifesting in their body. I thank you for minds being renewed. I thank you for strength being restored. I thank you for joy exploding. And I thank you in the name of Jesus for people being filled with the Holy Ghost. And that is with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, not just when they come together and do it a little bit, but in their private time, as they drive down the road, as they work on their jobs, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord.